Oh, hello there, sir. Welcome to Eyes Wide Club. It is our pleasure to have you here. Is this your first time? I see. Then allow me to enlighten you about us. I'm sure you know the kind of services we provide. Excellent. One moment, please. Ellie, would you please handle the reception while I escort our juicy new customer inside? Thank you, darling. Follow me, please, sir. Right this way. This is our selection room. In here, you'll get to set and reset your preferences for the time you'll spend each day. Since we have a tradition of fostering an emotional attachment to the partners you will spend your time with, you will ideally be assigned one partner for this month's membership. You're free to change it later, of course, or choose to continue with your chosen one. So since this is your first time, sir, let me ask you, are you looking for a woman? Yes? Wonderful. Dominant or submissive? Ooh, dominant. Oh, nothing, sir. It's just I didn't take you to be the submissive type is all. But where are my manners? Here at Eyes Wide, we do not judge. Now, once you enter your selection on this monitor, you will see a list of options that follow like so. As you can see, under Femdom, we have a gentle, regular, rough, and extreme. Your preference? Gentle? How sweet! Now you have your selection of mistresses on the display, all modesty presented, of course. We respect the wishes of our employees as much as we do the customers. Please pick one you like. Oh, Mistress Shy. My, my. She was originally a strict dom who decided to try to be gentle, but only recently. I must have warned you beforehand, I'm afraid. Once the preferences are set, it's impossible to change them until the next renewal. It is a hard and fat... Oh? You don't mind? Well, how wonderful then, sir. Excellent choice. All right, then. Once a choice of the partner is made, a room is allotted. Number 237, that will be a room for the month, unless the mistress decides otherwise. Yes, sir. The dominant one usually makes the decisions, customers or otherwise. But let me assure you that everything will be consensual. Okay. It is time to make your payment, sir. If you change your mind and would like to leave, it has to be now. The screen is showing you all the terms and conditions, sir. Please read them Eager, are we? Very well, sir. This is your complimentary mask to maintain your privacy outside of your assigned room. You do look quite cute with that on, sir. Please follow me. Let me officially welcome you to the Eyes Wide Open Club, sir. Your membership is very valuable to us, and during your stay, every need you feel will be met by us. Now follow me. Oh, I see you like the ambience. It's only the best for our clients, sir. Only feel free to stare at our other patrons. You'll see and find many doms taking their subs on walks. It might be your turn one day. Oh, how I love to see that. Now about Mistress Shy. She takes quite the liking to obedient boys and is very experienced in breaking in new ones. So don't worry about performing. You will be at her mercy for better and for worse. As for the club rules, any preferences during your time will be set by the mistress. Although it'll be consensual, there will be safe words, so anything you're not comfortable with will never fly. Here we are, room 237. The rule for subs is that they usually wait for their doms inside. There'll be a key on the stand to the left of the door that is your copy and can be used to open it only from the inside in case of emergencies. Only I and Mr. Shy have keys to this door. From the outside, that is. Again, I assure you, you won't be needing it but is my duty to keep you informed. Any instructions the dominatrix might have for you before she arrives should be relayed through an intercom installed in the room. Don't worry, the room is soundproof and no sounds, talking or otherwise, can be heard from the outside. Not unless your dominatrix so wishes. Now I shall leave you to it. Please, sir, enjoy your stay.
What do we have here? Oh, did I startle you, Pat? Oh, I'm sorry. Such a precious thing walks into Mistress's lair. I just couldn't resist. Oh, yes, I can see you. All crisp and dapper. Oh, are you looking for me? Well, I'm sure you were told to wait for your mistress, am I right? And that there was an intercom. Oh, yeah. Top-of-the-line sound quality ensures that it sounds as if I'm really in the room. Oh, you'll see. Almost everything here is top. And if you want to be worthy of it, be worthy of me, then the least you could do is do as I ask. Right, Pet? Yeah. Pet. That's what I'm going to call you from here on out. Among other things. And you shall address me as mistress. That is rule number one. I am new to this gentle dom thing, but rules are always important for any kind of submissive. That is how you will know your place. Learn your place. Your place under me. Yeah. That was a double entendre. Now, rule number two. You will do what I say, when I say, how I say, without question. And you will respond to every question with yes, mistress. Is that understood? Oh, you catch on quick. Good boy. Do you like being called that? I think I saw you shiver a little. So cute. Now, rule number three. Isn't exactly a rule, but always wait for my voice and my instructions after you enter the room. Any urge you have, any inclination to self-soothe, has to wait. Will wait. My inclinations are all that matter at any given time. I understand this might be hard for you, seeing as you are a cute little slut. That's always eager. Well, I was told about your eagerness at the selection room, Pet. Don't worry. I love eager little boys. But of course, we're going to channel your inner slut to suit our needs. Well, mainly my needs. But my needs are your needs now. Isn't that right, my pet? Good boy. Good slut. now as a slut. It is only right that you present yourself appropriately. So go ahead. Remove your shirt for me. Take your time. I could use a little show, really. Oh, yes. Very good. Your pants. You can take them off quickly. Today, at least. In the coming days, I'm going to have you dance to me. To my every tune. Make you a whimpering, needy mess. Before you've even been touched. But today, let's just get right into it, shall we? Good. All right, down to your underwear. The little major straining to get out. My, I really need to train you to control yourself. Now today, little pet, I'm not going to be coming to visit you. Oh, I know, baby, but I wanted this to be an induction, you being new to this and all. So it's just going to be my voice telling you what to do, molding the little slut into a good little slut. And eventually, in the very near future, into my good little boy. Oh, so don't be so sad, pet. I'm always here. Go ahead. Get on your knees. Sink into the floor. Your hands behind your back. And your eyes closed. I'm sure you saw the bed when you entered, in its red velvet glory. Ebony black frame. Imagine me, spread across it. My head and shoulders leaning on the frame. My hands spread on the sides. My left knee up. And my right leg stretched out. My pale, creamy skin emanating a slight glow. Covered by black and red lace lingerie. With the most intricate patterns. My hair, smooth, lush and wavy. Golden blonde. My earrings. Simple, but shining. Your own goddess in front of you. Eager for you to worship. My, you're such a good boy, really. It's okay. You can peel your underwear off now. But don't get off your knees, baby boy. Just peel them down as much as you can. And just let them pool around your knees. It's okay if you look silly in front of your goddess. You're bound to. You are just a little slut after all. Now, sluts usually go straight to their phallic instrument, but since you're in my presence, it's going to be a little different. You're going to take your time, put on a show for me. So, take a finger and put it in your mouth. Suck on it. Really suck on it. Like you would mine. Savor it. Now, take that wet finger and circle your left nipple. Let the circle slowly spiral to the center. Was that good? Did you gasp? Very cute. Now, take a finger from the other hand. Suck. Suck like you mean it. Suck it like it's mommy's pink strap on. Oh, I'm sorry. My darker side kind of took over there. Seeing you on your knees, all sexy like that. Yeah. Is the finger nice and wet? All right, my sweet boy. Put it on the other nipple. Same circles. Feel good. Oh, lovely. Keep doing that. Both nipples. I see you shaking a little. Is it overwhelming already? Have you always been the type to seclude yourself in your room, pleasuring yourself to imaginary fantasies, taking refuge in your loneliness? Forget about that. You're here now. Okay, baby. Now pinch. Pinch and tug on those precious little pearls standing up just as eagerly as your little friend in between your legs. Oh. Does that hurt? Good. It's important to have a little pain mixed in, so you can appreciate all the pleasure to come. Yes. Tease those slutty nipples. Encourage them. Caress them. Oh. Damn. It is a pleasure to watch you work, baby boy. Now, slide one hand, whichever one you want, down your body slowly. Feel your skin tingle to my mesmerizing voice as you slide down your stomach. Draw a few circles around your belly button. Yeah, good boy. Be gentle. It's what you wanted after all. Now, let go of the other nipple and bring both of your hands down to your thighs. Don't touch your cock. That comes later. Just run your hands down your thighs. Feel them tremble from anticipation. Yes. Now slide back up. This time going by the inner thighs. I know. You'll be very close to your precious little cock, but no touching. Aww, is the teasing killing you? Good. Keep going till you reach your nipples again. Now suck one finger from each hand and repeat the whole process again. Once you reach your inner thighs, let out a nice sexy moan for me, and I'll tell you what to do next. Actually, I'll even help you. Good slut. Now it's time to play with your cock. Oh, was that a twitch I just detected there? Oh, I'll never get tired of your eagerness, pet. So adorable. Slide one hand down to your ball. Play with them gently. The other hand can slide to the head of your cock and slowly caress it. Good boy. Keep going while I moan for you. What was that? Are you whimpering? Is that not enough stimulation for you? Oh, sweet boy. You're the one who wanted things to be gentle, are you not? This is what gentle feels like. Okay, stop. Hands off. Now. Get on all fours. Arch your back for me. Whoa, there. I might just melt looking at you like that. The dark Dom in me is going wild, baby boy. Like you can't imagine. Still, this being your first time, we'll keep all that for later. Now I want you to thank me. Say thank you, mistress, for teaching me my place. Good boy. Now I want you to beg. Beg me to let you stroke your precious cock hard enough and fast enough so that you can come the way that you like. Let me give you a thread to start. Say please. Oh, lusty goddess, please let this lesser mortal stroke his cock. Please let this little slut put on a show to entertain you. Please, please, mistress, let me come. I got carried away there, but I'm sure you get the idea. Now beg me. Like you mean it on all fours. Oh, my. You've got me all worked up with that begging, pet. All right, you can stroke as you like, and use your other hand to pinch and play with your nipples. I think I'm going to touch myself now. Yes, Then remember, you do not come until I say so. If you feel like you're reaching a precipice, take your hand off and use both hands on your nipples. Wonderful. Oh, so I see you're still on the edge. Oh, very good, my pretty little slut. I think it's time to reward you. Let me count you down. You can come after I reach zero. Okay, ready? 10, 9, 8, 7. Oh yeah, rise, baby boy. 6, 5. Put on a show for me. 4. Yes, that's it. 3. Oh my. 2. My good, sweet, slutty boy. 1. 0. Come. Come for me. Fucking come for your goddess. Oh yeah. Oh. You did really well, my good boy. Go on, climb up onto the bed, curl into the soft sheets. I realize this would be time for aftercare, but I don't think you've worked hard enough for that this time. But you've earned some well-deserved rest. So go ahead, breathe, sink into Mistress's divine bed, sleep, and I'll see you again real soon, my little slut.